Lecture 10, Tyranny.
Welcome back to our 10th lecture in this series on ancient Greek civilization. In the last couple of lectures, we've been examining the archaic period in Greek history, and we've been looking at the way in which this was a period of great tension, of great turmoil and upheaval, even as it was also a period of great accomplishment, of new wealth and of new artistic styles and so forth. We looked at Sparta in particular to see the way in which one community in Greece tried to deal with the tension of the period, and we noted that in that case, the Spartans really took a very different tack from the rest of the communities of ancient Greece by closing in on themselves and keeping the rest of the Greek world at bay. We saw when we turned our attention to Athens that there the attempt to deal with the stasis, the conflict which bedeviled the affairs of the Greeks, was to appoint a single man, Solon, as archon in 594 in an attempt to push through a set of reforms that would save Athens from lapsing into anarchy and then potentially tyranny. This fear of tyranny is one of the features of the archaic period that we come up against time and time and again. And before we talk more about the actual instance of tyranny that we know best, that of Pisistratus in Athens, we have to be clear that we understand exactly what the term tyranny means. Now, when we use the term, it tends to conjure up images of cruel despots who are terrorizing a frightened population, putting people to death, ruling by fiat rather than by the rule of law. Yet, in the world of ancient Greece, and especially in the 6th century, tyranny really means something very different. It is a term borrowed by the Greeks from Lydia, tyrannos, and originally a tyrant is quite simply someone who has reached supreme power but was not elected to it. And so, in a way, it is a value-neutral term originally. A tyrant is not a king, he was not born to that power, and he is not a president or an archon or a prime minister. He was not elected to that power. He is someone who has seized power. And in the world of the 6th century, what this really means in practice is ambitious men who take advantage of the disorder and the upheavals of the time to take power in their home city. Now, whether they're good men or bad men, whether they're successful rulers, whether they are tyrannical in our sense of the word or not, is not part of the original meaning of tyrant. It simply means that they have used the turmoil of the time and come to power and seized power themselves. Some of them, in fact, were great builders, like Polycrates of Samos. You can still see, if you go to the island of Samos, the Eupolinus Tunnel, which he engineered running through the mountain to help bring water down to his city. Some of them ruled during periods of enormous prosperity for their city. For example, Corinth, which became one of the great trading powers of the Archaic period, was ruled through much of that period also by the family of the Cypselidae, descendants of Cypselus, who was remembered for encouraging the prosperity of Corinth as a trading power at the time. And by ending the dreadful factional disputes which had afflicted the Greek city-states in the 6th century, many of the tyrants actually brought a period of relative stability and harmony to their city-states. And so their legacy is a complex one. They can't be regarded, as they used to be, as a block to the development of democracy. Often, in fact, they actually encouraged the later development of democracy. We'll go into that later today. The Athenians are our best-known example of a Greek state ruled by a tyrant. They were ruled by the tyrant Pisistratus and by his sons for at least a half century, the second half of the 6th century. And this period in Athenian history, far from being a time of fear, far from being a time of arbitrary rule of secret police or autocracy of anything of the sort, rather it was a period during which the Athenians enjoyed peace at home and growing influence abroad and great prosperity. And so in this lecture, I want to concentrate now on the family of Pisistratus and the tyranny experienced by the Athenians in the 6th century, in an attempt to understand the importance of this for the subsequent course of Athenian history and culture.